News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Speaking to the Journal, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly has said that he wants to expand the criteria to allow more people to avail of free IVF supports. This news comes as 1,000 couples have been referred through to the free IVF scheme that was launched last September. I'm joined now by Dr. John Waterstone, who's the medical director of the Waterstone Clinic. Good morning to you, John. First of all, for people listening, this idea of expanded criteria to access these supports, what are the current restrictions on the scheme, please?
Well, just for the listeners, some of whom will be very aware, but many of whom won't be. The mechanism at the moment is that the patient who wants to have funding for IVF, funded by the HSE, the GP concerned has to refer the couple to the relevant hub. There are six fertility hubs that have been set up by the HSE around the country. And then the hub then, having the patient having gone there, consider whether the couple are eligible. And the rules so far are, for HSE-funded care, the couples are not eligible if they already have a child in the current relationship. You could say that's fair enough. Funding isn't unlimited. Couples are not eligible if they have already had more than one completed cycle of IVF. That may be slightly debatable. In addition, the female in the couple must not be any older than 40 at referral, and her BMI must not be any more than 30, which is excluding quite a few ladies who are a little bit overweight. And treatment involving donor eggs and donor sperm so far has not been funded, which obviously excludes same-sex female couples who need donor sperm to have a baby, and also it excludes single women who are wishing to go alone and have a baby using donor sperm. And one of my bugbears, PGTM, which is a special kind of IVF involving genetic analysis of the embryos, it's not used by couples who are desperate of a baby. It's used by couples who are afraid of passing on a genetic disease like cystic fibrosis.
These are families
to their kids
who know that they have something
they have
genetically.
A high-risk genetic situation, which is very, very scary for them. Oftentimes, unfortunately, they've already had a baby and they've, with a life-limiting condition, and maybe who's already died, and they know they're a huge risk of having another similar baby.
Excluded
that
too.
Has not been funded so far. Now, in fairness, there is talk that it will be funded, but it desperately needs to be funded.
Okay, so there's quite a lot of, I think it's fair to say, John, restrictions on who can access this. And you might argue the toss about whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, but there's a lot of restrictions. In what way are we talking about expanding those criteria?
Well, the people who, they could use the same criteria as they have so far. The couples who have been found to be eligible are only funded for one cycle of treatment. So you could say, okay, well, they now would be funded for two cycles. So you could leave the eligibility criteria as they are, but expand the number of cycles for eligible couples. That's one obvious expansion. And then you could also change the criteria. You could say, well, you know, we'll treat women who are maybe a little bit heavier than a BMI of 30 or
A little bit older.
There is a little bit, older. The trouble is when women become older still, the chance that treatment will produce a baby is far, far less, which, you know, is that fair? Is it not fair? There have to be criteria in all countries where, you know, the taxpayer funds IVF. There are some sort of criteria that which obtain. In the UK, which is a useful comparator, less than a third of all the IVF cycles carried out are actually funded by the NHS. So there are always, you know, people who aren't eligible. But obviously the patients themselves who need this treatment are very keen to have the funding improved, and so are the doctors and the nurses and the scientists who look after the patients.
And John, do you have any idea when this might go ahead? The minister has said that he'd like to expand this. Have you had any feedback as to when? Because I'm sure there are people in planning currently, maybe either saving for IVF or trying to decide if they want to undergo it. Do you know when these expanded criteria, should they be brought in, when that might happen?
There's been mutterings about whether treatment involving donor sperm, donor eggs might be included, which hasn't happened so far. I mean, the feeling is if that happens, it will be quite soon. And there certainly have been rumours about PGTM, as I say, this special kind of IVF, sure, which desperately needs funding. It's very complicated to provide in PGTM. Our clinic is one of the only two in the country that provides it because it's very demanding. It's not easy to do. And there are, I think that's imminent, the funding for that. I'm already telling patients, like, who would need PGTM. I'm just saying, listen, I'm
hold
pretty sure.
Hold off for a month or two soon. Kind of thing. Okay.
But if you're, look, if the woman is 38, 39, 40, and the passage of time, you know, means that her fertility is declining because her eggs are getting less good, you know, they have to move quickly. And I have to say also, there have been some, the system hasn't been working perfectly, which is inevitable in anything new, but there are holdups. Patients out there who are hoping for funding need to be aware that even if they're eligible, their holdup is taking 6 to 9 months sometimes for a patient after being referred by the GP to find their way through the.
And I presume if you're, if age is a restriction, a holdup is.
And if,
yes, is
and if you're 39, 40, a delay of 6 to 9 months is not desirable. So,
look, thank you. Thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Dr. John Waterstone, Medical Director of the Waterstone Clinic. Love to hear from couples or women or those of you out there who are affected by this morning, your own stories. If you want to get in touch with us, we would love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.